the 2006 International AIDS Conference, Time to Deliver, brought to you by KaiserNetwork.org.
Hasn't it been a fantastic week?
Delegates at the closing of the 16th International AIDS Conference in Toronto were reminded that now is the time to deliver.
But I also want to remind you all that this conference cannot be deemed a success unless we collectively realize our theme of time to deliver. Indeed, we will have failed unless we dramatically and rapidly expand by millions the numbers of people around the world with access to antiretroviral drugs. Clearly, progress cannot be achieved if more people continue to become infected by HIV each year than the numbers that are able to access treatment.
No one has the capacity to manage HIV/AIDS alone. Universal access demands a universal response. Think of this as a borderless society for health, one that includes everyone in the continuum of HIV/AIDS prevention, treatment, care, and support. That embraces all who can make a difference, from political leaders, scientists, health workers, to young people, people living with HIV/AIDS, the poor, sex workers, injecting drug users, men who have sex with men, people in prison. This includes NGOs, civil society, the activists that we just saw, private providers, pharmaceutical companies, community groups. And this includes not only the health sector, of course, but also education, infrastructure, finance, and other sectors. We need a strong gender perspective in our work to ensure that both women and men, girls and boys, are provided equal opportunities. All of us are responsible now for the next steps as we are going back to our homes.
In my view, as delegates doubtless know, the most vexing and intolerable dimension of the pandemic is what is happening to women. It's the one area of HIV and AIDS which leaves me feeling most helpless and most enraged. Gender inequality is driving the pandemic, and we will never subdue the gruesome force of AIDS until the rights of women become paramount in the struggle. I challenge you, my fellow delegates, to enter the fray against gender inequality. There is no more honorable and productive calling. There is nothing of greater import in this world. All roads lead from women to social change, and that includes subduing the pandemic. For my own part, when I leave the post of envoy at the end of the year, I have asked that my successor be an African, but most important, an African woman. Thank you.
More than ever, we confirmed during this week that prevention and care are two faces of the same coin. More than ever, biomedical and behavioral scientists have the challenge and the opportunity to work together with people living with HIV and community organizations towards our common goals. Of course, all the knowledge, the innovative research, the new tools will not be effective without the political leadership that is essential to halting this disease. We must keep the pressure on the GH leaders to follow on their commitment to achieve universal access to prevention, care, and treatment by 2010. We are still far from the $22 billion per year that will be required by 2008 to achieve that goal. And we must, as the theme of the conference reminds us, tell them that now is the time of deliver on that commitment. Again, allow me to raise very loudly the voice of IIS. We will not endorse any type of Schindler's List by accepting that while those included save their lives, others are just left behind, suffering and dying.
It is no coincidence that this conference will be held in Mexico. Latin America is faced with many challenges in its response to HIV, an urgent need for prevention, lack of infrastructure to ensure access to antiretrovirals in some regions, as in Africa, as in Asia, and the consequence of antiretroviral treatments as seen in developed countries. Moreover, migration, stigma, as well as human rights are issues not completely solved in our region. According to the World Health Organization, 68% of those in care in Latin America have access to antiretrovirals. But that number does not take in account the huge number of people that are already infected, have no idea that they are HIV positives. But numbers are just cold figures. We will talk at AIDS 2008 about human beings, each of whose life, as Melinda Gates reminded us at the opening ceremony, are of equal value, whether you are gay or straight, sex trade worker or a stay-at-home mom, black or white, mestizo or native, rich or poor, young or not so young.
On behalf of Mexico, I thank the International AIDS Society for having selected us as your next host. We will live up to your trust. Working with all of you, we will make sure that the voices of youth, of women, of MSM, of commercial sex workers, of intravenous drug users, of migrants, of indigenous populations, of all people living with AIDS and caring about them are heard loud and clear in Mexico. We will do our very best to have a great program of quality sessions, to create an environment where we can all learn from each other, to make you feel positive about the great work you are carrying out. So, you see, we have been preparing ourselves by changing to improve. And we are now fully prepared to welcome you to Mexico, welcome you to Latin America, where we always say, mi casa es tu casa.
Joe Braden Valderas, KaiserNetwork.org.
Hello, Mexico. Viva Mexico.